The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Clan into the second week of their pre-season preparations, and it's two games against Belfast Giants coming up. The first game is on Saturday at the SSE Arena in Belfast. The second game is back in Glasgow at Brayhead Arena. And of course, we've got a former Belfast Giant to talk about it. He is, of course, one of Brayhead Clan's newest signings, Craig Peacock. Craig, first of all, how are you settling into life at Brayhead Clan so far?
Yeah, really enjoying it so far. We've had a great couple of weeks here of training camp. All the guys are really great and everyone's getting along really well, which bodes well for the season ahead. And we've had some good on-ice sessions, some good off-ice sessions, and it's fun to be starting to get back into the games now.
Now, I said this is the second week of pre-season there. The first week was, of course, last week, and that first game against Nottingham Panthers. How did you find that game?
It went really well. Obviously, you always want to win, whether it's pre-season or not. And I think both teams were just trying to find their feet in the first, half of the game, but then the third period we really started clicking and we scored a few quick goals there in the third period to get a good lead. And we're still missing a few guys, and we're missing a few guys last weekend, so it was only positives for the team. It was a good exercise for us against a good team, and it was nice to come away with a win.
I get the impression the game against Nottingham probably went a little bit better than how you expected. Is that a fair comment?
No, we've got a really good team, and everybody knows that, and it's pre-season, so you never really know how a game's going to go. And obviously the first outing for the team, and you're trying to click with new line mates and figure everybody out. But we had a really good week of practice, and like I was saying before, we've got such a good group of guys as well, and I think that's going to go a long way to having a successful team.
Now, two games this weekend against a team you know very well, the Belfast Giants, going there on Saturday and then coming back here to Glasgow on Sunday. So after so long there, how strange will it be to return as an opposition player?
It's going to be a little bit different. It's a long time I spent in Belfast, so it'll be a little bit strange being on the other side of the benches this time round. But, I'm looking forward to it. Really enjoying my time here in Brayhead already, and loving being a part of the clan and enjoying the city and enjoying the area, and really like it. So it's going to be interesting going into Belfast, the old stomping ground, I guess you could say. And I'm looking in going in there and getting a win.
There's plenty of guys still in that team, of course. Have you heard from any of them in the build up to these games this weekend?
You keep in contact with a few of them. Obviously built up some friendships while I was there for such a long time. So. It's just sort of general hockey player talk. Guys are asking, how are you getting on, and how's camp, and how's your team looking, and, just things like that. So you don't give too much away, even though you're your friends. You don't want to give too much away about your team, so it'll be interesting to play against those guys for sure.
So given that it's two more pre-season games, are you keen to notch up a couple of wins over them?
Absolutely. Anytime you win, it's good for your team morale, and it's going to be a tough test. They're going to have a good team again this year, and it's not an easy building to go to. So we'll be looking to play a good road game and, start getting our systems going and special teams going and things like that. It's still preseason, so, the result isn't massively important, but it's just, important that we execute what we've learned over the last 2 weeks and make sure we continue to gel together.
Now, the coach well, Derek Walson. Of course, you worked alongside him last year. What's he like as a coach?
He's a player coach, and he expects a lot out of his players, and he works them hard. And from what I've seen of him this year already, I'm sure he's trying to get them in good shape, and I'm sure they'll be an offensive team again. And who'll have them well disciplined. So, you know, they're not going to be an easy team to play against, and he'll have them ready to go. And, you know, after the past couple seasons Belfast have had, they'll probably be looking to, you know, try and be up there challenging for trophies again. So they're going to be a good side.
And has Ryan Finnerty tapped into your knowledge of them yet?
not yet, but I'm sure in the build up to the game here at the weekend, I'm sure he'll ask me a couple things about, you know, their tendencies and stuff, and I can obviously share a little bit of inside knowledge on that.
So final question, what sort of welcome are you expecting back when you return to Belfast on Saturday?
I have no idea. If I get cheered, great. If I get booed, even better, you know. I'm not too worried about that. I'm just focused on, you know, being a part of the clan, and I'm excited and happy to be here. And I'm, you know, it's just whatever happens on Saturday happens, but I'm going in there looking to get the win for Brayhead.